U.S. authorities in Baghdad announced today that a conference to choose an interim Iraqi government would probably take place in July. Many Iraqi politicians were expecting the conference a month earlier. Top U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer denied there had ever been a firm deadline. U.S. administrators are promising one firm deadline, though. This Saturday will be payday for civil servants. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports from Baghdad.
Paul Bremer paid a visit to a clean new prison in Baghdad today. It was billed as the first one ready for new prisoners, who are accumulating in temporary jails as courts start handing down criminal convictions. But the judiciary is the only branch of government working in Iraq. Iraqi political leaders were predicting that the rest of an interim government would be chosen in June at a conference of leading citizens. Administrator Paul Bremer said today that won't happen until mid-July. In his comments at the jail, he suggested that the framers of a new government need to pitch a bigger political tent.
We believe that ultimately the Iraqi government must represent Iraqis from all over the country, from all geographic regions. They must represent both Sunni, Shia, Christian, Turkmen, men and women. So there's some work to be done by us and by other Iraqis to identify a truly representative group. That's the process we're in now. We're moving as quickly as we can. And I think we'll be able to continue to move forward on that in the weeks ahead.
The political party closest to U.S. authorities, the Iraqi National Congress, has been predicting the election of an interim government in June. This week, INC spokesman Intifad Kanbar emphasized the need for speed.
The INC and members of the Leadership Council still reaffirm the immediate need to create a provisional government run by Iraqis as soon as possible. As we have repeatedly affirmed, there should be no vacuum in Iraqi sovereignty.
Despite the lack of a government, at least some who worked for the former government have something to look forward to. Today, outgoing U.S. Administrator Jay Garner made a new promise.
On Saturday, here in Baghdad, we'll begin making our first salary payments to Iraqi civil servants. It'll be the first salary payment since the fall of Saddam Hussein.
The salaries will come from Iraqi assets frozen since 1990. Pay scales will range from $50 to $250 a month. Garner said some workers, such as teachers and police officers, will earn at least twice their former salaries. Members of the military and Secret Service are not included in the plan. U.S. civil authorities already made a one-time payment to civil servants of $20. Garner promised another $30 general payment and emergency money for pensioners as well. The news comes amid widespread complaints from Iraqis about the lack of pay and operating expenses. Hospital administrators and staff say they cannot afford to buy gas to get to work. At the jail that Bremer visited, the chief jailer said his staff was paid, but there were no telephones, no chairs, no desks. In fact, nothing but bare walls and a few light fixtures. One group that's particularly impatient are Iraqi soldiers. Many stood in front of U.S. headquarters in Baghdad to express their feelings. A corporal, who gave his name as simply Mohammed, spoke for a very angry crowd.
We want to know our destiny. Are we going to stay in the army? Are they going to discharge us? What is going to happen to us? They are just giving us the promises, but there's nothing.
The soldiers were not aware that the new salary plan excludes them. One pointed out that they still have their weapons, and they may be keeping them. According to news reports, U.S. authorities plan to announce on Friday that Iraqis must turn in their automatic and heavy weapons, such as grenade launchers, but the armed services are not included in that plan. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Baghdad.